You're listening to the Equine Forum, presented by Lane's End on the Horse Racing Radio Network.
And look at Dialed In. He's coming. Dialed In got an inside trip. He's up to fifth. He's got five lengths to make up, and they're into the stretch. Mucho Macho Man, Sweet Ducky to the outside, Black and Beauty along the rail, Gourmet Dinner and Dialed In on the far outside. It's Sweet Ducky in front. Dialed In finishing fast in the center of the track. Gourmet Dinner is third. Dialed In and Julian Le Perou have won the Holy Bull. Very tight for a second. Sweet Ducky or Gourmet Dinner and Mucho Macho Man was fourth.
Larry Colmus with the call of the 2011 running of the Holy Bull. It was Dialed In for trainer Nick Zito, who gave him his third victory in that race. And boy, what a memorable win that was. Nick Zito closing in on 2,000 victories in his Hall of Fame career. He is a two-time Kentucky Derby winner, having sent out Strike the Gold in 1991 and coming back with Gopher Gin in 1994. And he is with us now on the Equine Forum here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Nicky, thanks for taking the time.
Oh, it's my pleasure. How you doing, buddy?
Good, good. How about that little trip down memory lane with Dialed In?
Yeah, I love that. I love that stuff.
Well, you think back on that first win in this particular race, the Holy Bull. It came with your Derby winner, Gopher Gin, in 94. But it wasn't even named the Holy Bull at that point. It was still the Preview Stakes.
That's right. And now it became the Holy Bull, and it was the Preview. And that was a great, you know, those are great races to win and to also prep for the Kentucky Derby, because they actually work, Mike. You know, a lot of Derby horses and Triple Crown horses, you know, that race in the Triple Crown, they've come out of those races and, you know, they've done well. So if you do well in those races, you're usually in pretty good shape.
Well, I was going to ask you that. Why has this particular race proven to be such a successful stepping stone for your young horses over the years?
Well, I just think, you know, he comes from Florida, which is a good, you know, it's like spring training, like we say. And it's a good place to train your young horses. And they do well. And if you get lucky enough, you know, to go to Kentucky, like Keeneland, in the spring, they even do better. And that's why it's always a good chance for us to have a good spring training. When I say by that, you know, have horses that at least can compete in those type of races. And, you know, obviously with Fermento coming up, we're hoping that's the case, just like the other young horses were over the years.
We're going to talk about Fermento here in just a minute as he gets ready to go postward in Saturday's Holy Bull at Gulfstream. Nicky, you have had so much success with your three-year-olds over the years, and I'm just curious, what is that Nick Zito philosophy in getting three-year-olds ready for the Derby and Triple Crown?
Well, the first things first, and, you know, we'll even talk about, you know, as recent as today. If you look at Fermento, he started his career in Saratoga, and then I was lucky enough to go to Keeneland for the fall, and then he came here, and actually had another race at Churchill. But when he came here, we were very, you know, anxious, excited to see how he'd run and how he would develop. And lo and behold, thank God, he did a very, very, you know, good 2 to 3 year old year where he developed from 2 to 3. He, you know, he put weight on, he put muscle on, and he got to mature mentally too. And I think that's another thing too, you know, Mike, that a lot of people forget. Besides the talent and besides all the ability that a horse has, you still need that mental thing with the 3 year old, because it is, as you know by now. And I think the horse of the year this year was rightfully so in California Chrome, because he had to go through a lot of stuff, and that's what these horses do on a Triple Crown trail. So when you get, as I call it, spring training, and when you get to a place, whether it's, you know, we're lucky enough to be in Florida, a lot of horses come from, you know, Arkansas or wherever they come from, whether fairgrounds, Louisiana, they still have to do well in what we call spring training. So, you know, they have to do good. They have to get better. They have to get stronger. They have to feel that they're going to, you know, step up. And That's the whole key. But of course, Mike, is with all the stuff we're talking about, you got to have the horse.
Nicky, what's the biggest change that you've seen in Fromento from that last start? Has it been his mental state?
Yeah, he's a little quirky, and he's just that kind of horse. And if you think about it, you know, he's by what they call, you know, a horse called Midshipman, who's an unbridled song stallion, and then he's out of a Golden Missile mare, which is AP Indy. So he's got a lot of blood going on. So he could have a lot of hot blood in there, you know. So we'll see. Like I say, we'll see what happens, you know.
What makes you think that he might be Derby quality at this point in his career?
Well, again, he'll have to, you know, he'll have to move up as far as the races are concerned. But the Derby quality, if he does well tomorrow, or just as I pointed out this week, if he could just be consistent, hang in the money, just keep going forward. And that's the main thing. He reminds me of a horse that I think can go forward. See what I mean?
Yep.
And forward is to one step at a time, you know, getting better each step. See what I'm saying? So that would be a big thing for me.
Nick Zito knows a thing or two about getting his young horses ready and bringing them up to peak form in the Kentucky Derby. He's trying to do it again with Fromento as he gets started in Saturday's Holy Bull Stakes at Gulfstream Park. Mike Penna with Nick Zito here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Nicky, it's been 21 years since Go for Gin, and you've always loved the Derby more than anybody. I know that you'd want to win it again more than anyone that I know. How much does getting back there and getting a chance to smell those roses, what does that mean to you?
Well, you know, I got to be thankful for, you know, for winning the Derbies that we won. But on the other hand, I think, you know, I go back to 2010, and it's, you know, everybody says woulda, coulda, shoulda, or this horse coulda won, whatever. But I honestly think Icebox would have won that Kentucky Derby with just the slightest break. And that would have gave us our third Derby. And what I'm saying is, for me, that would have been more than enough. But I think the fact is that we've missed a couple of years. Dialed In, as you pointed out, was our last Derby starter. And it just means a lot now just to compete, and to, as you know, we'll use a sports phrase, get in the playoffs. And I think if we, you know, could get back again, that would be special again. And then I think as my stable has continued to make a comeback here, they would say, I think, you know, that would mean everything. And, you know, one thing about it, you know, Mike, even whoever, you know, if you talk to our chairman or whoever the trainers will be the last couple of years, or Shug McGee, they basically want to get there, and then whatever happens is a blessing and see what happens. But the whole thing is to get there. In this particular colt, like I'm saying, I'm thinking out loud that maybe he's the horse that could actually get me there with his consistency.
I know you're going to
I think he is consistent, and I think even though these are, you know, horses that have run what they call fast numbers, I don't think that's going to bother him at all. I think he'll still, you know, he'll still run his good race, and he'll still run the race that I think he's capable of. And that's a big thing.
I know you're going to spend a lot of time looking over the competition in the Holy Bull, Nick. You probably already have. What do you tell jockey Luis Saez before you give him a leg up?
Well, I basically tell Luis, who's a really good rider, so look, whatever you do, you know, don't take the horse out of his style. As you can see, he's a come-from-behind horse. He likes that. And, you know, just find a spot, a position, just work your way and, you know, just try to, you know, do a maneuver as good as you can and get as close as you can at the wire.
He's Hall of Famer Nick Zito here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Nicky, what other three-year-olds should we keep an eye on from that Nick Zito barn?
Well, I have a couple of horses that I haven't even started yet. And obviously, when you think about the Derby, that, you know, that you start getting later. But there's a horse or two that, I don't know, if I could run him shortly, we'll see what happens. But right now, this is the, you know, this is our one so far. But I got some other horses in the barn that I like. And once I get them going, I'm getting closer and closer and closer. And I think, you know, once I get going, I think we'll go from there. So we'll find out pretty soon, obviously.
Nikki, really appreciate all the time and want to wish you all the best in the Holy Bowl and going down road to
appreciate
Louisville again.
Thank you so much. And, you know, it's always a pleasure talking to you. And, you know, hopefully we'll talk again, buddy.
Absolutely. Say hi to Kimmy for me, too.
Thank you so much. Thanks. I sure will.
All right, Hall of Famer Nick Zito here on the Horse Racing Radio Network.